Chapter 8. More Blacks. I really wasn't enjoying school. The kids there were horrible to me, and everyone thought I was strange. So I liked the lock mission because every weekend I had a plan and something to do. And now I wasn't doing it alone. I was doing it with Mr. Black. At 7 a.m. the next Saturday, I went to pick up Mr. Black from his apartment.
"So, where are we going, Oscar?"
he asked. "The Bronx," I said.
"Okay, it's a long time since I've been on a subway train,"
he said. I never use trains, subways, buses, or boats. They're too dangerous. "We're going to walk," I told him.
"Walk? But it's about 20 miles from here,"
he said.
"I'm too old to walk that far."
He was right. It was hard to imagine him walking to the end of our street. Most of the subway journey was underground, which made me very panicky, but I closed my eyes and was brave. When we got off the train and started to look for the right street, Mr. Black took my hand. I think he was frightened because the neighborhood looked really poor and dangerous. It wasn't long until we found the right address for Agnes Black, who lived on the second floor of an apartment building. There wasn't an elevator, which I was pleased about, so Mr. Black waited at the bottom of the stairs while I walked up. I rang the doorbell and waited. A small woman in a wheelchair opened the door, and I said, "Excuse me, are you Agnes Black?" She said, "No speak English." "What's your name?" I asked her.
"No entiendo."
I turned and shouted down the stairs to Mr. Black. "She doesn't speak English."
"Well, what does she speak?"
Mr. Black asked.
"I think it might be Spanish."
"That's great. I speak a bit of Spanish," he told me.
I pushed her wheelchair to the top of the stairs, and Mr. Black and the woman shouted to each other. They seemed to talk a lot and laughed a little too. Then Mr. Black shouted up to me again.
"Oscar, come down now."
When I got back to the ground floor, Mr. Black told me what she had said. Agnes Black was gone. She had been a waitress at Windows on the World. "What?" I said. "That was the restaurant at the World Trade Center. My dad had a meeting there the day he died. Maybe she knew my dad, or gave him coffee or something."
"It's possible,"
said Mr. Black, and he put his arm round me.
"Let's go and see the next Black."
I shook my tambourine as we walked to the subway, holding my breath when we went back underground. Albert Black came from Montana. He wanted to be an actor, but he didn't seem to have acted in anything important. He didn't know about the key. Alice Black was incredibly nervous because she lived in a factory building that people weren't supposed to live in. Before she opened the door, she shouted, "Promise me that you aren't the police." "Why don't you look at us through that very small hole in the door?" I said. So she did, and then she said, "Oh, it's you," which I thought was really strange. She opened the door, and we followed her into a big open space. There were drawings of the same man all over the walls, and on the tables, too. "Did you draw all of these?" I asked her. "Yes." I didn't ask her who the man was. If you draw someone that much, then you must love them and miss them very much. I did ask her about the key, but she didn't know anything about it. Alan Black's job was to stand on the front door of a building on Central Park South, and that's where we found him. He said he hated being a doorman because it was boring. He showed us a very small TV that he kept in his pocket that played movies. Alan didn't know anything about my dad or the key, so we said goodbye.
"Good luck, Oscar,"
he said as we were leaving. "How did you know my name was Oscar?" I asked. Mr. Black said,
"Because you told him."
"Did I? I don't remember," I said. Arnold Black didn't say very much at all. He opened the door and immediately said,
"Sorry, I can't help you."
"But I haven't told you what I need help with yet," I said. He started to cry a bit, and then he just said,
"I'm sorry,"
and closed the door. Mr. Black said,
"Oh, well, let's go to the next one."
I nodded, and I privately thought that Arnold Black was very strange. When I got home, I had dinner with Mom, and then I went to my room. I started to think about Agnes Black again. Maybe she and Dad had died together. Maybe they were talking to each other until the building fell. Or maybe they had gone up to the roof together. In my scrapbook, I had copies of photos that showed people holding hands and jumping from high up on the building. So maybe they did that. I would never know. I took the box out of the closet and the bag out of the box and the towel off the phone.
Message 4, Tuesday, September 11th, 9:46 a.m.
"It's Dad. It's Thomas Shell. Hello? Can you hear me? Are you there? Pick up, please. Pick up. I'm underneath a table. Hello? Sorry, I have a wet towel against my face. Hello? Try the other. Hello? Sorry, people are panicking a bit. They want us to go up onto the roof. The helicopters are trying to get close enough to take people off. Please pick up. I don't know. Yeah, that one. Are you there?"
Why didn't he say goodbye? Why didn't he say he loved me?